I'm James Needham, and this is Remembering the Governor of Forgottonia. This year marks the 40th anniversary of a tongue-in-cheek political campaign that helped put Western Illinois on the map. Well, sort of. In 1973, Western Illinois had fallen on hard times. It was a desolate region with crumbling roads. The portion of the state bordered by the Mississippi and Illinois rivers had few bridges into the area and highways so far away they were practically useless. No interstates ran through the region. Farmers faced difficulties getting their crops to market, and transportation of goods into the interior towns was also a challenge. People were getting pretty antsy in Western Illinois. Enter Neil Gamm. He was a bushy-haired, energetic theater student from Western Illinois University. Gamm declared 16 counties should secede from the U.S. and founded the Republic of Forgottonia. Gamm said he chose the name because congressmen had largely forgotten about the region. He proclaimed himself the governor of Forgottonia. He said the new nation-state would declare war on the U.S. and immediately surrender to apply for foreign aid. It was all a ruse to gain monetary support from state and federal lawmakers and call attention to the area. In the decades since then, there have been a lot of stories about how the whole thing got started. So, why not hear from the man himself? I caught up with Governor Gamm in a tiny bar called Four J's in the town of Ipava in Western Illinois.
I was in that summer theater program, and I went up there, and I met these people through the summer theater. A couple of them were in South Pacific and this and that, and we were at after a rap party one night after the closing of South Pacific, and they come up and said, "Say, would you like to do be the front man for this political movement thing, draw attention to Illinois?" I said, "Sure, I would love to do it." And that's how it started.
The chance meeting launched Gamm into an experience that would change his life. For the next 3 months, Gamm constantly appeared in local papers. People were talking about Forgottonia. He's been called a ham on more than one occasion, so he played the part. A little too well, his friends would later say.
I had this coat. It was like a, this thing was ancient. You know, it was the doctor in town here. See, his father was an undertaker. He had this double-breasted swallowtail coat, you know, old-fashioned deal, like, you know. And he said, would you like that for a costume? Oh, yeah. So I took that. But anyway, and I worked as a waiter when I was in Springfield, so I had the handmade bow tie, and then somebody made this bilious-looking sash that I had with a star pin on it, you know, and all the values.
Forgottonia became a national sensation. Reporters from Sacramento, California to Albany, New York started contacting Gamm. Wire services picked up the story. But no one was keeping a closer eye on him than the locals.
And unfortunately, the bad part about that is I did all these public appearances. People were asking questions that were harder for me to answer than, you know, I mean, it was serious stuff. Then I realized that, hey, you know, people are really looking for somebody to represent them and to talk about these issues. And boy, I felt so inadequate to do that, you know.
But Gamm may have not been giving himself enough credit. He was always able to make his point with public officials. Take, for example, the day he found himself at the podium in front of the Illinois House of Representatives. He brought with him a little piece of Forgottonia.
I just dumped him out on the speaker's rostrum and said, "Look, you guys, I said, this is what we're driving on up in Forgottonia." I said, "They're just pieces of concrete." I said, "I just picked these up last night out, you know, just right out of the street, right out of the road."
Gamm was not always such a large personality. In fact, his high school football coach chided him for being too quiet. Gamm got fed up with the criticism one day, and as Neil's lifelong friend Jack Myers explains, that's how he earned himself a nickname.
We actually called him Growler because of a deal at football practice. He was such a nice guy, he would hit the tackling sled, and he wouldn't say anything. And the coach repeatedly berated him for it and said, you have to yell or something when you hit the sled. And Neil was too nice a guy. He just wouldn't yell. He wouldn't do anything. And he said, I want to see your war face, you know. And so Neil hit the sled and just growled as loud as he could. Arr!
After high school in 1967, Gam watched as his friends were drafted off to war. Instead of waiting for his number to be called, Gam decided to join the Army on his own terms and shipped off to Robinson Barracks in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, with a good friend by his side. Soon, he was on his way to Vietnam. Vietnam was not kind to Gam. He fought the war as a forward observer calling in artillery strikes to protect his fellow soldiers. The information he relayed had to be exact, or he risked killing his own men. Myers says it was a high-stress job in an already hostile environment.
He was in heavy combat in a bad, bad area. And for many days, he was wounded pretty severely, you know, did his job, saved a lot of guys, you know, felt guilty that saved more, felt bad for his friend, you know. Everyone has demons, okay? Some of our demons have to do with being in the service. Some of them just have to do with life. You know, he fought his demons about that as best he could.
But it was not just his job or his wounds that got to Gam. He joined the Army on the buddy system with his good friend by his side. When the two were finally done with artillery school, they were shipped off to Vietnam in shifts. First his friend, then Gam a week later. Myers says they were to be reunited in Vietnam where they would fight side by side.
By the time he got to Vietnam, his friend had been killed. I mean, you know, to me, you know, how do you deal with that? You know, it bothered me. You know, it bothers me. It should bother everybody.
After his tour of duty in Vietnam, Gam returned home to Ipava. He was down on his luck. He didn't have any money, or job, or a place of his own. He said his life changed when he enrolled as a theater student at Western Illinois University. That's when he became the governor of Fort Gatonia. And Jack Meyer says that's when Gam started living his life a little bit.
I mean, when you take a 53 school bus, put an ad up in the dorm at Western, round trip to Daytona Beach, $40. And the windows don't close on the bus and it has a few issues. You guaranteed to get you to Havana, you know. And you load it up with co-eds and six of your friends, and 3 days later at 49 mile an hour, you're in Daytona Beach. You're on an adventure. You know, and it was, we were just setting into Tom's establishment. Go, gee, I wish we could go to Florida. I wish we knew a way, you know. I have a way. You know? We went to, took that same bus, and we went to the ball game one night in Florida. And I'll share this with you. And we didn't have any money for our seats to the exhibition baseball game. So Neil says, any of you girls that want to go to the game, $5, front row seat. We're in. We pull up where it says exclusive bus parking. Must have sticker, blue sticker, you know, to get in this parking. Ushers, vests, flashlights. Neil gets out of the bus, walks over to the barricade, and said, the boss sent me down with these people. Could you help me with the barricade so I can get the bus parked by the fence? They go, we're just about full. No, right here up front by the fence. I'm supposed to put these people. Could you help me with the barricade, please? You know, the guy goes, well, yeah, I guess. Neil said, okay, bring the bus in. Parked by the fence. And they go, he said, could you boys put the barricade back? You know, I'm kind of busy. Absolutely, you know. He said, I'll put a good word in for you with the powers to be. I do appreciate your cooperation. And the girls go, well, where do we sit? Neil sat up on top of the bus. You're right next to the fence. You know, got out the towels, sat on the towels. You know, we're 10 feet from the world champion Pittsburgh Pirates, Dave Parker. Dave, how you doing? I go, Dave, Neil, Dave, you know, one of those deals. He goes, I just want to know one thing. How'd you guys ever get that bus up against this fence? I said, it's a long story. You know, what can I say? That's Neil.
After college and divorce, Neil would hit the road once again. He decided he needed a break from his Midwestern life. So he headed out west to visit a friend in Montana. And, in his own words, he just ended up staying. Gam worked a long string of jobs when he moved west. He was a rancher for the National Park Service. He worked as a hunting guide. A lot of his time was spent in the gold mining business. For decades, the people of Western Illinois didn't hear a peep out of Governor Gam. And then, on December 28, 2010, an article appeared in McDonough County Voice. It was an interview with Gam from his hometown of Ipava. Less than a year later, his name showed up on the vendor registration form for the Macomb Farmers Market. Retired from WIU, Neil simply wrote in the vendor description section. It seemed the governor had not lost his sense of humor. It was true. Governor Gam was back in town and raising crops in Ipava with his Aunt Mary. Gam drove a truck for a local fertilizer company to pay the bills, but his interest lay elsewhere, in a camper that he started spending more and more time working on. It was old and a little out of shape, but in classic Neil Gam fashion, he had big plans for it, just as he did for the bus in his Florida road trip. This is 4J's bartender and Gam's friend, Karen Ward.
He was going to take his Aunt Mary, his dog, and her two awful cats and go on vacation.
Ward was not the only person Gam told about the plans for the camper. He told one of his 4J's companions about the whole thing with a little bit of a darker twist. J.R. Robertson says Gam was hoping the vacation would be a one-way trip.
He said, I'm going to drive that thing, and I'm going to go out there, I'm going to die in them mountains.
The way things played out, Gam would never make it that far. He would never finish working on the camper, pack it up with his aunt and her awful cats. He would never drive it back into the mountains. On November 16th of 2012, Lloyd Neil Gam died in his sleep at his home in Ipava. His friend and fellow Vietnam veteran, who simply went by the name of Jap, attended the funeral. He prepared a speech, but he couldn't muster the courage to read it at the funeral. But here, at the 4J's, Neil's home and hearth, Jap would speak.
Neil was a son, an uncle, a nephew, a buddy, co-worker, a statesman. He was a wealth of information, though he didn't quite say it like that. But most of all, he was a hero. He is our brother and friend, and we are privileged to have had him in our lives. Thank you, Neil. God bless you.
This was the rest of my life. Yeah. I had a good time.
I'd like to thank Scott Stuntz, Jonathan All, and the Western Illinois University Special Collections for their contributions to this program. I'm James Needham, and you've been listening to Remembering the Governor of Forgottonia.